Toby Christensen, former BYU wide receiver. Toby, how you doing, brother?
I'm doing well. Appreciate you guys having me on.
Yeah, no, it's our pleasure, and we appreciated your father as well as you. Toby, give us an update on what you're doing currently, man. Cougar fans want to know.
Currently, I'm throwing kids in the car and taking them to piano and baseball. I mean, if you want to get really specific. As you know,
what are you doing for work, man? What are you doing for work?
You know, we run into each other from time to time. I work with Stryker Medical Devices, and it's a pretty good job. And, you know, like I said, I run into you all the time, so you know all about it. So medical equipment's with the hospital, and I work in Utah County, and there you go.
Keeps you busy, but I want a Cougar fans to hear from the horse's mouth. I can say all I want, but I want to hear from the horse's mouth. Toby,
I got a funny story for you about my dad since you guys were talking about all the bad stuff about him passing and everything. So when I was about, you know, right around that time where you start to hit puberty and your voice starts to get lower, and that's always a fun time for guys. And I used to answer the phone, and people would, you know, sometimes people would mistake me for my father. My dad used to do radio shows like this all the time. And, you know, from all over the country, people would always call in and be like, hey, Todd, we need a quote on this. We need to ask you about this. And, you know, it just seemed like it was, you know, 3-4 times a week, my dad would just be sitting in that little chair in our laundry room where the phone was attached to the wall since we didn't have cell phones back then. And he'd be doing some radio show. And, you know, it was always like, hey, Dad, where's this show out of? And he'd say, oh, this one's Chicago, or this one's New Orleans, or this one's Seattle. Anyway, one time, you know, I thought I was pretty smart, and I knew my stuff. And so one time I asked my dad, I said, Dad, if they think it's you when I answer, can I do the radio show for you? And he said, yeah, why not? Go for it. And he didn't care. He didn't care. So I jump on this national radio show, and they're asking questions, and all I remember is them asking something about Mike Ditka. You know, and I'm a kid, and I talk like a kid. I'm like, but I knew the answer to the question kind of, and you could tell that there was like some trepidation in the voice of the host of the show, because he was like, well, he's answering the questions, but this doesn't sound like Todd, but the voices are similar. And when he got done, the guy called back. My dad answered the phone. He goes, Todd, was that you on the radio? My dad's like, yeah, it was. So he let me do my own radio show when I was 15 years old, and that was a highlight for me. That was really cool of him to let me do that. I don't remember how well I did, but well enough to fool a few, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure you did. And you know what? Kudos to your dad, you know, because I think that speaks volumes of just the type of person he was. To allow his kid hop on, you asked if you could do it. And, I mean, I'm sure he was right there listening to you.
He was. He sat over my shoulder, you know, just in case there was a question that I didn't know, and I could, like, look at him and say, they want to know about, you know, free agency. I don't know what they're talking about, but you know, but there weren't any questions that I felt like were too hard for me. Then again, I guarantee you I didn't give an answer as complex as my dad would, or use the kind of words my dad would have used. So I'm sure they kind of realized that it wasn't him early on, but they just kept going with the show because they would have looked dumb if they would have said, wait a minute, is this really Todd? So they went along with it too.
Yeah, Todd's vocabulary was unmatched, though. No one could be as verbose as Todd Christensen. So I don't think you're in good standing with me if you weren't able to say all the words that Todd would say. But Toby, we wanted to get an update from you on a recent hire for BYU. Your good friend Justin Anderson. I think you played with him while at BYU as a wide receiver, same position group. What do you think of this hire? Who's Justin Anderson?
You know, I really like the hire. You know, I mean, last year, and this has been talked about a lot, obviously, and you guys have talked about it on your show a lot. You know, BYU, especially Coach Mendenhall, took quite a bit of heat from former players, and it was all in the news about, you know, the lack of connection between the program and former players. And, I mean, there have been a lot of outspoken players, you know, some, you know, in the media and some just around, like you said, the band of brothers and the community. And it's been disappointing for fans and for players that want to stay loyal to the program. And you know, near the end of the season last year, Nyborg, the guy that they hired, he did a good job. He was reaching out to players, and it looked like they were trying to make inroads, and they wanted to change that perception. They wanted to reach out to the players. And it was the first time in a long time that I had received a call, and they just said, Toby, we want you to come hang out at the game. We want you to come do this, stand on the sidelines, hang with us and all that. I thought that was neat of them. It was a nice gesture, especially since, you know, I'm by no means somebody super important to the program. And for them to reach out to somebody like me, you know, and do that, that meant a lot. And I thought they were taking steps in the right direction. Well, then, you know, Nyborg jumps ship and goes to Oregon State with Coach Anderson. I said, oh, shoot. You know, I wonder what they're going to do. And, you know, I think bringing on a former player like Justin, I think is a really nice step in the right direction as far as trying to rebuild that bridge with former players. And I know that's not, you know, the extent of his job, obviously. I mean, he's got more things to do. And this is a guy who's really earned his wear, so to speak. I mean, he went to Ricks as a player. You know, he didn't go straight to BYU. He wasn't one of these coddled, you know, scholarship guys right off the bat. His brother was an outstanding BYU player, set records, was super fast, you know, ran the 100 and the 200. But Justin was fast as well, but not quite what his brother was. Anyway, the point is he was a hard worker. I mean, I love what he's been doing. He's been out at Nicholls State as an assistant football coach. I mean, that says a lot about the guy, about how much he loves football and how much he wants to be a part of a football program and coach and to help kids. To take your entire family out to, where is Nicholls State? Louisiana, right? Somewhere out in Louisiana. And to try to make a life for yourself in football. And you know, I was excited about that because this isn't one of those big-name players that gets handed a job because of his name. This is a guy who's put in the time, and he's earned the right to do this. And I just, you know, I applaud the decision. As a person, I love Justin Anderson. He's a family man. Like I said, he worked hard on the field. He was a great teammate. We had a lot of fun because, you know, both being wide receivers, we spent a lot of time together. And he was a guy I looked up to. He was a year or two older than me on the team. And, yeah, he's a good player. And like I said, he did it the right way. So I'm a big fan of this hire. And I don't usually get super excited about things like that. But, I mean, I was really happy for him.
Well, and he connects some of the eras, too. You know, he was coaching under Lavelle Edwards in the twilight of Lavelle's career and then into the Croton era. And you know, there's still connections there, and I think that's important. I think because he's a former athlete of BYU, he's invested in the future. Bronco Mendenhall, I don't think, really likes to go through the hiring process. No one likes to. It's not very fun. So if you can get someone that is passionate about BYU, that does a phenomenal job, is hardworking, as you mentioned. He was an academic All-Mountain West Conference kid. It seems like he's a perfect fit for the program.
Yeah, and that's exactly what I'm saying. I think it's a great fit. This is a guy that's going to come in. And you know, sometimes, like I mentioned earlier, when you bring in a big-name guy that doesn't have a lot of coaching experience or a lot of experience working with kids just because he was a great athlete, that doesn't always make for a perfect fit. But you bring in a guy like this who can relate to players and say, hey, listen, I've been there before. I've done this. I had to work my butt off to get onto the field. It wasn't just handed to me. And then I had to work my butt off to get this job. You know, I went through this. You know, I was a graduate assistant. I went to Nicholls State, for goodness sakes. And now I'm here. My brother's a high school football coach. You know, I mean, he's got a lot of experience behind him.
I think we're losing you, Toby, a little bit. You there? Okay, go ahead and get him back. I think that's look, this is a good hire for a number of different reasons. Jay, and I want to get your thoughts on this. He's a former football player. So Jeff Martson, the prior guy, not a former football player, but you know, very, very sound in the technological world. Very good with social media. And even though when he would evaluate, I think, talent and look at film and things like that, the coaching staff, when they would talk to him, I don't know if they looked at him as more of like a techie guy or if they thought that it was a valid evaluation. You know what I mean?
Yeah, exactly. And I think just from, you know, listening to some former players and I think there might have been some, you know, eyebrows raised when he was hired just because he wasn't kind of part of the BYU family. And it sounds like, I mean, I think I read where Bronco said there were over 100 applicants for the job or something.
Wow.
So, you know, this time around, I don't know if they had that many, but, you know, I think it's a solid hire. And I think from everything I've heard, I think people are happy with it.
Toby Christensen back on the line with us here, Cougar Sports ESPN 960. Toby, you there?
Yeah, I'm here. I'm in South Jordan. I should get good reception, but I guess this is a T-Mobile issue.
I'm not sure. Yeah, we lost you when you were going off on a little bit of a tangent, but I think you were talking about how, you know, Justin, you know.
Wait, you're not supposed to tell the guest that he went off on a tangent. That doesn't make me feel good. Like I was just way off.
No, dude, trust me. I love tangents. I'm probably one of the only radio show hosts that loves a good tangent. So it was good. Trust me.
You get a break and you get to go get a drink. You run to the bathroom.
Yeah, I can just sit here and just relax. Just relax for a moment. So you were talking about Justin Anderson. You know, he's coming from Nicholls State. He earned it. You know, what type of impact do you think he's going to make? I've already heard that his most important goal is to win in-state. We have to win in-state in order to win.
You know what? I mean, obviously there's more to it than just winning in-state, but the fact that BYU is just getting beat so badly in-state, I think that's a fantastic goal to start with. I mean, you know, you can't just jump the calculus in first grade. I mean, you got to take those baby steps and get your way up there, and I think this is a great way to start because for so long, BYU just dominated the state. It wasn't even close. You know, Utah started creeping up, but now it seems like BYU is losing recruits to Utah State as well, and Utah is by far the number one, you know, when it comes to in-state talent right now. It just seems like BYU has been slowly losing that battle, and this year, you know, it seemed like it was, you know, the deficit's getting bigger and then the gap's growing wider. So I love that as a goal. I think, you know, I think Justin will do a really good job. You know, I can't speak to him as a recruiter yet just because I don't know how he recruits, but as a person and the way he relates with people, I think he's going to be great.
Toby, appreciate you coming on with us. Sorry for the technical difficulties and the mobile device. They were great tangents. I don't want you to feel like I didn't like the tangent. I like the tangents. I'm a huge fan of your tangents.
Ben, I'm messing with you, man. Not sensitive at all. Anytime you want me on the show to give you guys a few tangents so you and Jay can take a break, I'm happy to do it.
Love it, man, and always be using Stryker. Whenever I go in for a surgery, I'm like, hey, and football players, we know we get a lot of surgery. I'm like, give me that Stryker equipment.
There you go. I appreciate that. Put in a good word.
All right, thanks, buddy. Appreciate you. Thanks for joining us.
All right, you guys, take care.
There you have it, Toby Christensen.